Chapter 24 Full Circle. A week after we left Aix-en-Provence, we were only about 20 kilometers from Sauve-la-Garde, almost back where I had started just a few weeks earlier. We stopped at a small restaurant on the river. It was a sunny, late autumn day, and we had lunch on the terrace overlooking the bridge. Across the river, the leaves on the trees were starting to turn yellow. Autumn was coming. We were the only customers. We started to talk about the CDs. I knew I had to get them soon.
"Won't they be watching the house?"
said Annie. "Not necessarily. I don't think we've been followed, and no one will expect me to go back there. It's the last place I'd go if I had any sense. After all, they don't know I left the CDs there. But I'll be careful."
"So how do you plan to get into the house without being seen?"
asked Annie. "I'll drive to a place above the village. It's a ruined farmhouse called Le Pouèche. I can hide the car there. There's a steep path down through the woods. No one uses it, especially at this time of the year. I'll go down and look around to see if there are any signs of unusual activity or any strangers about. Most of the holiday people have gone home. There are only 3 houses that are occupied all year round, so it's easy to notice anything unusual going on. I'll drive up there tomorrow afternoon. I'll wait till it's dark. Then I'll go down to the house. If I'm careful, no one will see me. I want to say goodbye to the house too. I'll never be able to come back."
"But what about me? Can't I help you?" asked Annie.
"No, Annie, it's better if you stay here. I shan't stay there long. I'll be back the same evening."
"I don't want to be here on my own," she said. "I'd feel better if I was with you. You might need me."
"Sorry, Annie, I said no, and I mean it." We went for a walk in the woods that afternoon. I felt closer to Annie than ever. My optimism had come back. I felt sure things were going to be all right. That evening, we were again the only guests for dinner. "It's so nice to be eating together again," I said.
"Yes, Dad, but it could be the last time, I suppose."
"What do you mean, the last?"
"This is the start, Annie. Our new start." "Maybe," she replied. "But what if something goes wrong tomorrow?"
"Nothing will go wrong. Don't be silly," I told her.
"But apart from that, I've been thinking, Dad."
"What about?"
"Look, Dad, it's difficult for me to explain. You've been great to me these last few days. I feel as if I've got to know you properly for the first time, but..."
"But? But what?"
"Well, I don't think that I can go along with your plan. You've made up your mind to go off and find somewhere safe for us both to live. It's what you've decided is best for both of us. But I don't want to go anywhere else. I live here. I'm French now. I love Toulouse. I don't want to go and live in an island or wherever. I want to go on living here. And I haven't got over Lucien yet either. I need time to get used to living without him. And I know that the best place to do that is Toulouse. That's where I live, where I feel at home. I'm sorry, Dad, but I can't do what you want. We are 2 different people now. I'm not your little girl anymore. I love you, and I know you love me too, but that doesn't mean we have to live together. I need my own space, Dad."
"But you'll be in danger, Annie."
"I don't think so, Dad. I don't know anything worth knowing. They'll soon find that out. And I won't know where you are, because you mustn't tell me. But Annie, this was our chance.
Everything will work out, believe me. It's the only way we can be together.
Dad, I'm sorry.
You mean that it was your last chance. It's not mine. You mustn't try to live my life for me. And you can be sure that things will change for you too. What you've been planning in your mind is just a dream. I know it hurts you now, but believe me, it wouldn't work. And what about my child? Do you think I want to have to move every time you think we are being followed? And you know they will never stop looking for you, don't you?
But how will you manage, Annie? I mean...
Dad, I managed before, remember?
Before you decided to become the world's greatest father.
Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself. Find yourself a safe place to live. Then maybe we can think about how to meet again.
We argued backwards and forwards for the whole evening. Nothing I said could make her change her mind. It was late when we went to bed. I slept badly.